KOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. You've heard this before. Leave the wildlife alone. At least 2 seal pups have died so far this year as a result of human interference. Wildlife officials say you should leave seal pups alone, even if that pup looks abandoned, even if it seems like it could use your help. Michael Milstein with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration told me how a woman in Westport, Washington, did the wrong thing when she encountered a lonely seal pup.
The woman saw a seal pup on the beach, got worried about it, thought that it was abandoned and was going to die, and picked it up in a shopping tote and took it home. Then was not sure what to do and ended up calling the Westport Aquarium. They contacted the state Fish and Wildlife folks and went out there. They looked at the pup, unfortunately found that by that point the pup had become lethargic and unresponsive, and they made the determination that it needed to be euthanized.
Do you think that woman kind of killed the pup? Or it was sick anyway?
Well, no, very likely it was healthy. Have you seen the picture of it?
Yeah.
It's plump and healthy and looked well taken care of. You can actually see a bit of the umbilical cord still attached. So
yeah.
it was very young, and likely the mother had parked it on the beach for a while and would have come back.
And how often is that lonely looking pup going to be just fine, and how often really will it die?
You know, the hard reality of life in the wild is that many of the pups will die. We'll see 3,000 to 5,000 pups born in Puget Sound each year. Up to half of those may not make it.
Okay, so maybe thousands of pups will die if left alone. I mean, if I see a pup, and I don't know, if I think it looks emaciated or it's not moving around or it's hurt or it looks sick or something, should I just do nothing and let it die?
Certainly, if there's a sign that the pup is injured or in trouble in some way, you should definitely call our Stranding Network hotline. It's a 24-hour hotline, and that's what it's there for. If it does appear that the separation from the mother is permanent, we'll consider whether the pup is a good candidate for rehabilitation. But the reality is we can't save every animal.
Okay, so you're not saying never interfere with nature, you know, death is part of life. I mean, you do try to come in and save some pups, but you want to make that decision, not us, you know, tourists and beachgoers.
Yeah, that's correct. And there aren't the facilities available to take in every pup that people see on the beach. So the first step and the priority is to do everything we can to keep that pup in the wild.
So finally, Michael, is there something you want to say about what attitude you wish we beachgoers, nature visitors would have? Are we getting something a little bit wrong, and you want us to
yeah,
approach
I mean,
it differently?
I think, right. I mean, I think there's a natural human instinct when you see particularly a very young animal on the beach or somewhere like that and feel that it's in trouble, the instinct is to try to help it. But the challenge in this case is to realize that that really doesn't necessarily help it, and in many cases may actually hurt it in the long term by interfering in its ability to stay wild and to learn the tools and tricks of the trade that they need to make it out there in the long term.
That's Michael Milstein, spokesperson for NOAA Fisheries, telling you how to handle the sight of a lonely pup. We are tweeting out a link to NOAA's Stranded Marine Animal Hotline. We've tweeted that out now on Twitter, @KUOW.